It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor. Do you see this colorful thing that I brought in today? Look at all those colors on there. Can you imagine what it is? It's not a bread basket. Nope. It was made specially for something, not a hat. Covers something. No, not that. Could try it on the telephone. Telephone cover? Could be. But that's not what it was made for specially. Here. What about this? I know for sure it's not an aquarium cover. No. Let's see who that is at the door. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. We'll ask him what he thinks of it.
Speedy delivery.
And to you, Mr. McFeely, before you make any deliveries, mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you what you think this might be.
Let me see. Well, I suppose it's not a hat.
It's not, no?
Not a hat. Oh, could it be a cover for a newel post?
Well, it could be, but that's not what it was made for.
It's not. Let me see here.
Want to come down here and see anything in here that it might be? Something right. In here.
Something in here. Mm-hmm. In this room, do you think that you could bring the trolley out?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's trolley.
Trolley.
Now, could you take the trolley off the tracks, please? Something tells me that it's a cover for the trolley.
Exactly right, Mr. McFeely.
A dress-up cover for the trolley.
You guessed it.
Anything special?
Oh, just for fun. But you guessed that very quickly.
Well, I thought about the shape of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked inside, but what might fit inside of here? And then the trolley came to my mind.
Perfect.
There you go.
You certainly guessed it well.
Oh, do you have any pickups or deliveries for me today?
I don't, but if I have any, I'll certainly call you.
Well, you know, I appreciate your business.
I appreciate your help, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I have a delivery at the library today, so I better say speedy delivery to you.
Oh, okay. But you really guessed that quickly. Congratulations.
Well, I'll see you around the neighborhood. Speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery, Mr. McFeely.
Bye.
He just thought about the shape of it and thought, what might fit in there? Why don't we just have some make-believe? Charlie, I'm going to put you back on the tracks. We'll just pretend that the trolley's wearing this sweater cover today. Now, last time we pretended that King Friday found out that his spare crown was missing, and he sent people to search for it. Let's make believe that some people are still doing that. And also the people at the school are still working on their dress-up school play. Okay, trolley, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
I know I've looked out here a dozen times.
I have too, but it's the last place Handy saw the spare crown, and Uncle Friday says we must find it or else. No, we still haven't found it, Trolley. Oh, yes, I wish you could help us, but I don't know what you could do. Oh, so that's what you've been wanting us to see.
Oh, that's a beautiful cover, Trolley.
It's a sweater cover? A trolley sweater cover? Could I just look underneath?
Do you think the crown might be...
Oh, well, it's beautiful, but there's no spare crown hidden here.
Well, we hope that you can help us, Trolley.
Yes, just look all along the track, Trolley.
Yes, queen and niece, I presume?
Correct as usual, Friday. Uncle Friday.
Have you found the number two crown?
Not yet, but we're not giving up.
We've practically turned the whole neighborhood upside down, Friday.
Now, that's a good idea, Sarah. Why don't you actually turn the whole neighborhood upside down, and then the crown might fall from wherever it is and be found?
Well, there's only one person who can actually turn the neighborhood upside down.
Yes, and I suggest that in this dire circumstance, you call upon her for her help.
Ask Lady Elaine Fairchild for help?
Exactly. Carry on, and when I find myself walking on the ceiling, I'll know you have accomplished the task. Come along, dear. We'll prepare ourselves.
All right, Friday. I hope this plan works. I wish you well, niece.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Sarah.
Forward, Director of Research.
Yes, sire.
Come, dear.
Once for a casual visit, twice for museum business, three times for emergency. This is definitely an emergency.
What's the emergency?
Lady Elaine, we need your help.
For what?
To turn the neighborhood upside down.
Somebody lost something?
Yes. Can you help us?
Easiest thing in the world. Hold on tight. Here goes. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
Wow. You really do that well.
Think that's long enough?
I think so.
Okay. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
Thanks, Lady Elaine. Oh, I hope it works.
I want to try it once more, just in case.
Sure, wouldn't hurt.
Ready?
Yes.
Good. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. There.
I think that's enough.
Right you are, and back you come. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. Now, what are you trying to find? Something for the school play?
Indirectly.
Well, I want to see those kids in their play. I've already watched Anna dancing around in that tutu of hers.
Yes,
aren't those kids cute?
They're just wonderful. You know, they're over at the school now rehearsing. In fact, I need to get over there now.
I'm an old softy myself. I just like to think about them having a good time at school. Now, you're sure that I won't scare people with this raccoon costume?
Are you sure you won't scare yourself, Daniel?
Well, I'm supposed to be a baby raccoon, I think.
And the baby raccoon wouldn't scare anybody.
I guess not.
But no. I'm going to be the giant and the king.
Ooh, the giant king.
Right. And if I had a real crown, I could really scare people.
I hope you don't scare us.
All right, class. I think it's time for Mr. Aber to help you learn the Still Myself Inside song. Would you do that for us, Mr. Aber?
Oh, of course.
Good.
I'll sing the first part, and you all join in after me, okay?
Okay.
I can put on a hat, or put on a coat, or wear a pair of glasses, or sail in a boat. I can change all my names and find a place to hide. I can do almost anything, but I'm still myself inside.
I can go far away or dream anything,
or wear a giant costume or act like a king.
I can change all my names and find a place to hide.
I can do almost anything, but I'm still myself.
I'm still myself.
I'm still myself inside.
Well, that sounded good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank
Lady
you.
Eberlin?
Yes, Cousin Tuesday?
Did you find Daddy's other crown yet?
Not yet, but we've turned the neighborhood upside down. I have a feeling that it won't be long until we do find it.
Oh, good.
King Friday said we could use the DU room of the castle for the play if his spare crown was found in time.
DU room?
Can somebody tell Mr. Aber what the DU room is?
I can. The DU room is the dress-up room, and we'll dress up and do our play there.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's good. Mayor Maggie and I are going to get all dressed up for it, too. And we're going to bring some Westwood refreshments.
What if Daddy doesn't find his spare crown?
Oh, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. In the meantime, we must continue to rehearse our play and hope that one of the crown seekers finds success.
Yes.
I hope so.
What in the world are you looking for, Handy?
Oh, I don't think I'm ever going to find it. Say, was that you that turned this place upside down a little while ago?
Yes, Eberlin asked me to do it.
Well, sure caught me off guard.
Hmm.
I mean, I was in the W room wondering, and all of a sudden, it was the M room, and I was mad. I surely hope we find this thing before the next time.
I still don't know what you're looking for, Toots. Oh, look at the trolley.
What did you just say, trolley? You found it? Well, where is it? Under here? Why, you sure are a marvel, trolley.
Don't tell me you were looking for an old crown.
Well, actually, it's a spare crown.
And I turned this place upside down for that thing?
A lot of people are going to be very happy. Thanks for your help, Lady Elaine.
Oh, sure.
Oh, and thanks for your help, too, Trolley. Here, let me help you on with your sweater cover. Oh, I can't wait to tell King Friday. Where did you say you found it again? Right beside the track, huh? Boy, you never know.
Now that's really make-believe, isn't it? A trolley finding a crown. But, of course, we can pretend anything we want. There's the phone. Hello? Hi. Oh, it's a perfect time. I'll be right over. Thanks very much. Bye. That was a friend of mine on the phone. His name is Dr. Turnbull, and he's invited us to a place where he works. It's a kind of school for all sorts of things, but mostly for singing. It's called the Boys Choir of Harlem. I'd like to have you meet Dr. Turnbull and see what happens at that school. Let's go there now.
It's Fred.
Hello, Fred. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Boys, Mr. Rogers, say hello.
Hi, thank you very much. It's great to be with you all. I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This is Dr. Walter Turnbull and the Boys Choir of Harlem.
Fred, we'd like to sing this piece for you. May we sing it all the
way
through?
Please, I'd be delighted. I'll be waiting right back here.
Thank you.
Could ask for anything more than the Boys Choir of Harlem.
Thank you. And the boys doing a whole lot of things, Fred. Some of the boys who are going to class can go to class, and those who are getting ready to perform with your robes and ruffs may perform with your robes and ruffs. Thank you, gentlemen.
I'll get to see you later.
Okay.
You must be so proud of them.
Very much so, very much. They work very hard, and we're very proud of them.
Aren't you like another father to them?
Oh, yes. And many of them call me dad, too.
Do they?
Yes.
Were you always interested in music, even as a little boy?
Oh, yes. Music played a very important part in my life. It helped me to grow and to develop. And I enjoyed singing in a church choir from a very early age.
So there must have been somebody who was very instrumental in helping you along.
Well, I think my music teacher was the one who was most influential to me and really encouraged me to learn to play the piano, encouraged me to continue to sing, and it was very exciting for me.
Weren't you lucky to have such a person in your life?
Oh, absolutely.
And here you are giving what he gave to you to others.
Oh, it's so important.
Now, I know there's a lot that goes on in this place. I mean, it's not the Boys Choir of Harlem. You have a school and everything.
And we have lots of things going on. And I'd like to show you some of the other things.
Good. Let's see a class. What would you suggest?
Let's go to a piano class.
Good.
You're fine.
Fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. You lead the way.
Thank you. Come in, Fred. This is our piano laboratory. And this is Lily Funahashi, our teacher.
How do you do? It's nice to meet you.
I don't hear any piano music.
Well, that's because all of them are practicing different pieces on their own pianos, and they can hear only their sound through their headphones. Uh-huh. Would you like to hear what the piano sounds like?
I really would.
Okay,
yeah.
Kyle, would you play for us?
Sure.
This is Kyle Jackson.
I'm Fred Rogers, Kyle.
Nice to meet you.
I'm glad to meet you. What would you be playing for us?
A Bergmüller study.
Oh, I'd like very much to hear that. bum. Very nice, Kyla. Do you practice a lot?
Yes.
How much do you practice on the piano?
Every day.
Every day. Well, you really have to be able to do something well, don't you? Thanks very much for that, and I wish you well.
Well, would you like to hear a different kind of sound on the piano? Sam over here is practicing on a harpsichord sound.
That'd be fun to hear. You mean you can just change the sounds of it?
Right, with these buttons, there are many different sounds that you can use on the same piano.
I see.
Sam, why don't you play a little bit of the Bach for us so we can hear the harpsichord sound?
Sam, I'm Fred Rogers. I'm glad to meet you. I'd like to hear the Bach. Feel like dancing when you play that. Thank you very much, Sam. What talented people you have here. I know you have lots of different classes.
Oh, yes, we have classes in computer and English and math and science and all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you must be proud of the children
you they work hard. Teach.
I know they work hard. Yes.
Fred, I'd like to show you the wardrobe room where the children have all of their clothes that they put on to perform.
Good, I'd like to see that.
Great.
Thank you for welcoming us here.
It was nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Okay, good, Sam. Let's try once more from the beginning, and let's work this time. All right?
Come in, Fred. This is our wardrobe room, and this is Lorenzo.
How do you do? I'm Fred Rogers.
It's a pleasure.
Lorenzo makes sure that the boys are kept nice and spiffy and look wonderful in their costumes.
Aha. Do they like that? Do they like to
get dressed? Oh, they love it. They love it. Yeah, I have to steam all the things for them to wear. And we recently got some new blazers and some paisley ties, and they really love that.
Do you ever make any of their costumes?
Well, I make... They have a hip-hop show that they do, and I make the vest for that.
Oh, isn't that handsome? Mm-hmm. Oh, mind if I try that on?
Yeah. Might be a little large for you.
It's a lot of fun dancing around in this vest.
Yeah, I bet. They put buttons all on the front of it. You know, their own kind of buttons.
Oh, each buttons one has his own unique buttons on it.
Absolutely.
I know how they move.
That's fine.
Thank you for that.
Sure.
I wondered if I could ask you a personal question.
Sure.
Lorenzo, were you always interested, even when you were a little girl, in dressing up?
Oh, I love to dress up. I remember the first project I had of sewing was an orange suspender dress.
Orange suspender?
An orange suspender dress.
Oh, that's fun.
Isn't that great?
And I loved it. It was awful. I did a terrible job, but I loved it. And I wore it all the time.
And here you are helping other people now as a grown lady.
Well, I love the boys because they're great. They really are.
Mm-hmm. Well, Fred, let's go and see the boys in another costume that you haven't seen yet.
Oh, good. I'd like that.
Fantastic.
Hear them sing.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You lead the way. So, this is what you mean by the ruffs and robes.
Oh, yes. These are some of our costumes that we're performing as well.
All right, you gentlemen look mighty handsome. Of course, it doesn't matter what you're wearing, you look handsome anyway. Before I leave, could I hear you sing something else?
Oh, sure. Yeah. We'd like to sing a spiritual, Daniel.
Good. I'll wait right over here. mighty proud to be your neighbors.
Thank you.
And I thank you for that. See you soon, Walter.
Thank you, Fred. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. And thanks for all you are and all that you do. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Boys, let's sing that again, please.
Those boys make wonderful music together, don't they? Whatever they happen to be wearing, and they wear a lot of different things when they sing their concerts, the important thing is how hard they've worked to be able to do what they do. And they obviously feel very good about what they do. I'm mighty glad to be able to call them my neighbors. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me by just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.